Hello everybody and welcome back to the show. Today we have an interesting topic, since it is, and has been, the biggest mystery of the 20th century, the Bermuda Triangle. Planes, boats and people have mysteriously disappeared in this specific zone, more than the statistics of misadventures in open ocean should indicate. So, why exactly is this place more dangerous than others? Expect to learn valuable insights about magnetism, the ecosystem deep under this place, meteorology, and much more. The Bermuda Triangle, also known as the Devil's Triangle, has been fascinating people for many years now. The area spans from the southern tip of Florida to Bermuda and Puerto Rico and has been blamed for uncharted disappearance of countless planes and ships. One of the most famous incidents is the disappearance of Flight 19. So in December 1945, all five US Navy bombers vanished without a trace during a routine training exercise. You may have seen this popular picture taken before the five green planes take off to go through the Bermuda Triangle. Famous picture because they will never be found again. Despite extensive searches, the 14 crew members were never found. The same way as the USS Cyclops, which is a Navy cargo ship, had vanished a few years earlier in March 1918. The ship was carrying a crew of 309 people and was en route to Baltimore from Brazil. Despite extensive search efforts, no wreckage or debris from the ship has ever been found. A few years later, in 1963, the SS Marine Sulphur Queen, a T2 tanker, disappeared with 39 crew members on board. The ship was transporting molten sulfur from Texas to Norfolk in Virginia. No trace of the ship or the crew has never been found. Over the years, countless other unexplained incidents have occurred in the Bermuda Triangle. Some theories suggest that the area is plagued by human error, piracy, or natural disasters, while others speculate that it may be the result of supernatural forces. However, I will only speak about science-based theories concerning the Bermuda Triangle. So first one involves magnetism. So magnetism is a force that arises from the movement of electrical charges. It can be found in natural materials like lodestone, as well as in man-made materials like the magnets you have on your fridge. The magnetic field generated by these materials can attract or repel other magnets or magnetic materials. One theory for the Bermuda Triangle and similar areas revolves around anomalies that exist within the Earth's magnetic field. These anomalies have long been known to cause disruptions in navigational systems, leading to an increased risk of ships and planes becoming lost. And the same exact magnetic anomalies can cause a wide range of unusual weather patterns, including sudden storms that could prove dangerous to ships and planes. There are some reports of electronic devices malfunctioning in the region during storms, which could be linked to these magnetic anomalies. Another theory involves methane hydrates, which are ice-like deposits that contain methane gas and are typically found on the ocean floor. When these deposits are disturbed by seismic activity or other factors, the methane gas can escape and rise to the surface. This process can create large bubbles that can disrupt the buoyancy of any vessel that happens to be passing through the area. The bubbles can also cause a sudden drop in water density, which can cause ships to sink rapidly without leaving any trace or debris because they are attracted so fast to this depression in the water. As you may not know, methane is a gas that can explode. So if you are a low-flying plane or a boat, it is very dangerous if you go into one of these bubbles, because if it's large enough to be around you and you have a source of fire near it, well, you will explode too, unfortunately. I will now go more in depth about the ecosystem of the Bermuda Triangle. An article published in Futura Science Scientific Reports described the discovery of reef fish communities living between 130 and 309 meters near the island of Curaçao in the Caribbean Sea, which has quite the same conditions as the Bermuda Triangle, so we can transpose this place to the Bermuda Triangle. This area of the ocean had no name, so the authors proposed to call it Rarefotic Zone, which is now the official name of this unique ecosystem. Rarefotic zone is one of the zones that exist in the first 3,000 meters of the ocean, each of which is defined by biological communities living at different depths, and the rarefotic is from 130 to 300. What's interesting about the rarefotic zone is that ecosystems below the mesophotic zone are less studied than those in the mesophotic, where reefs, species, take refuge. This makes the Rorifotic Zone a crucial area of study for marine biologists. The British Marine Research Foundation, NECTIN, launched a large mission to study deep waters around Bermuda, the Sargasso Sea, and the Northwest Atlantic. Since September 2016, scientists from 15 different research institutes have been analyzing 40,000 specimens and samples, leading to the discovery of more than 100 new species. Nick Skizzes, a professor at the University of Puerto Rico, explained in a press release that they had discovered at least 30 new species of crustaceans, including tanaids, isopod crustaceans, and leptostracans. Dozens of new species of algae have also been identified, and these findings are expected to be published in at least 20 scientific articles, confirming the existence of zonation in the species present in the water column. This rarefotic zone of the Bermuda Triangle serves as a reminder of the importance of exploring the deep and uncharted waters of the ocean to understand what is happening in them, why it is behaving in a certain way, and what is inside of them, so we can know what to protect. It is a fascinating discovery that has opened up new avenues for further research and exploration in this place surrounded by mysteries.